Reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Tuesday, Testimony Tuesday, my favorite day, April 25th, 2023. And I'm going to start right away by highlighting this upcoming special event, this gathering, this one-day revival. I'll probably mention it two or three times throughout the program because I'm so excited about it. And then we're going to have our Testimony Tuesday guest talk a little about it and also share some of his own faith journey and life story and the revival that's going on in him over this last year as God transforms his life and awakens in him a love for people, for God, for God's word, and for this revival. But on Sunday, May 28th at 4 p.m., the downtown Springfield Convention Center Plaza, there's going to be a Billy Sunday celebration, and we're going to all talk about it. But you can find out more at BillySunday1909.org, BillySunday1909.org. But in the studio with me is Kevin Slott, a recent friend. I think the last 3 months that I've gotten to know him through the Businessmen in Christ, there was a retreat and then a monthly lunch and some other occasions where we've crossed paths. I'm appreciating him more and more, and we're becoming friends. And he said, wow, being a part of Mark and Friends, I'm now really a friend. And I said, well, you've been a friend for a few months now, but a true friend. And he's going to share some of his faith journey on this Testimony Tuesday. But he's got a really unique delivery when he talks about how he sees his business serving the Lord. In fact, at the businessman luncheon, he hands out a little card. Sometimes he has a little stocking cap. And I thought, well, that's kind of odd to have that on in February or in March. And he said, well, that's part of what we do. We're like these little elves. So tell us a little about Oreo Maintenance, and then we're going to hear some of your faith journey.
Oh, sure. Oreo Maintenance is the name of the business, but the website is OreoElves.com. And so I talk about what is an Oreo elf. Well, an Oreo elf is someone from another land who has a special gift to fix things almost magically.
Yes.
And so what we're doing, we're encouraging work in general, everybody to get back to work, but especially to hire black and white. And it's been so much fun, and that message has been received so well across the community when they see our little hats flying and the signs and all that.
So you do everything from cleaning to waste removal to various applications. You help out whether it's cleaning gutters or yard or lawn maintenance, lugging things up and down, helping people move. I mean, you're like a handyman. What did you describe it as? Something and something?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And this grew from raking leaves, okay, to general contracting to almost property management in some cases. So there's so much that it grew to that I say that it's like manpower and Angie's List got married and had a baby.
Yeah.
And that baby happens to be interracial as well. So
Oreo Maintenance, and I guess if people wanted to get you to come and quote something or had a special project to be dealt with, they would call you at 217-341-9782.
Yes, and if it's easier to remember, just OreoElves.com.
OreoElves.com. I just wanted to do a shout-out because he's a believer that dedicates his work and his energy and his resources to the Lord and the Lord's causes, and so appreciate Oreo Maintenance here in Springfield. Do you go much outside the Springfield area?
No, we stay pretty close to...
Okay, enough business.
There's enough to do right here.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's delightful in this community to have that opportunity to use work for kingdom advancement.
Yeah.
And part of that kingdom advancement is just to enjoy one another, us of different races, and to work together. It builds unity.
Well, in 1909, Billy Sunday put on a special, was it a six-week crusade? Or how did that all work? Because I want to get your testimony in here. Mm-hmm. But it parallels because God's doing a revival this last year in your life, too. So blend together some of what's going on here and how it also models some of the things God's doing in your life.
Yeah, the common element is the power of God to transform. The old-time gospel, really, and the extreme realities of the gospel to transform. And that happened in me, and it also happened in this community. And I guess we'll talk community initially a little bit, because on May 28th, Pentecost Sunday, we're celebrating what happened 114, 115 years ago when Billy Sunday came to this town. And it's a surprise. I mean, people do not know, I didn't know until last summer, that there was an Asbury. We understand Asbury in a revival, and we hear about revivals in other places, but it was quite delightful to find out that that happened in Springfield.
And I think not only Springfield, but you were mentioning how it happened in other communities, and we have broadcasting in all those communities. So
yes,
talk a little about that revival and why you're excited. And as I mentioned, I'm going to probably share this three or four different times throughout the program, but BillySunday1909.org, Billy Sunday, B-I-L-L-Y, Sunday1909.org. It was a phenomenal gathering where lives were transformed, many souls were saved, old-fashioned preaching, and maybe you'll talk a little about Billy Sunday, but it happened in like Gibson City and Bloomington, in Decatur. You were mentioning the towns where he came
Jacksonville,
through
Jacksonville, Petersburg, yes, all across central Illinois. But it was huge, huge, huge here in Springfield, maybe bigger than anywhere else.
So talk a little about what is going to happen on May 28th. It's a Sunday, 4 p.m. It's going to be happening in downtown Springfield at the convention center, one convention center in Springfield. And I'm hoping a lot of my Champaign-Urbana friends are going to drive out, because we've been talking about bringing in a special speaker in maybe 2025, having a big revival. And I think this would be a great one for them to experience, be a part of, be blessed by, maybe get some ideas if something happens in the greater Champaign-Urbana area. But what's happening on Sunday, May 28th?
Yes. Well, the subtitle is 6 Weeks That Saved the Soul of Springfield. Now, that's quite a bold assertion. And so we will be giving some examples of that, people telling their story of what happened in their church, how the Washington Street Mission started. All this came about as of those 6 weeks that saved the soul of Springfield. So Billy Sunday came to Springfield. We're going to have on the 28th, we're going to have a Billy Sunday impersonator, Russ Williams, from the East Coast, come and impersonate Billy Sunday. Not just Billy Sunday, but exactly what Billy Sunday said here in 1909 when he gave his personal transformation story. Billy Sunday had a personal transformation. He was the fastest man in baseball. He was in the top five of most influential people, and he gave it all up when he accepted Christ at Pacific Garden Mission. And when he tells that story that he told here, it was kind of like a men's night out. Big tabernacle, 8,000 people, men. It was a men's only night. And the newspaper reported all this, said there were tears in the men's eyes. And Billy himself, as he told his story of being transformed, and he also told about his a good number of his baseball teammates whom he loved, who did not make that same choice or have yet had yet to make it at that time. And the newspaper reported that everyone was very attentive and very moved by what he had to say. In fact, over the 6 weeks, about a tenth of Springfield accepted Christ. But you're asking about...
Yeah, wait, we're going to slow down to go. Did you hear that? A tenth of all the people in and around the Springfield area came to know the Lord. This was powerful preaching. The present day equivalent might be Billy Graham or Louis Palau or Greg Lowry, Franklin Graham. So this guy's going to come and preach a message and share. So this would be something to invite your friends, neighbors, loved ones, people you know, maybe people close to the Lord or people that are seeking God, right?
Oh, absolutely. And anyone who loves history, anyone who loves baseball, the Chicago White Stockings, Billy Sunday played on the Chicago White Stockings. I believe they won a championship in there some of the years while he was on it. But then that became the Cubs. But we welcome Cardinal fans as well, you know.
Equal opportunity
yes,
here.
Yes.
And you have been fascinated by reading and learning all these stories. You've been finding newspaper clips. This was a very popular historical event that took place in Springfield. It transformed, like you said, a tenth of the population and influenced many people for many years to come and still influencing people today. In fact, the Pacific Garden Mission, we're going to be doing a trip. Great News Radio listeners and the WLUJ family of stations Nations at the end of August. So you'll be invited to go up and see the chapel at the Pacific Guard Mission named the Billy Sunday Chapel. And so Billy Sunday, as you mentioned, was in Gibson City and all these other towns. So I'm hoping people are going to put this date down. It's May 28th. It's a Sunday afternoon, 4 p.m. It's Pentecost Sunday. What a great time to have a one-day revival.
Absolutely. And we're saying, let's welcome Jesus back to Springfield.
Yes. And there's going to be more than just this preaching, this person replicating Billy Sunday. There's some worship too, right?
Oh, absolutely. And what rings in people's minds so often is 1908, the race riots. Well, out of those race riots came the Lord's mercy on Springfield. So one of the things we want to do is have a mass choir. That's C.C. Doss. Many people around here know him and the Doss family. Well, he's heading up. We want to have a mass choir, and we envision black and white holding hands, singing together. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Makes me love one another. Makes me love one another. It's good enough for me.
Yeah. And C.C. Doss, we interviewed him some weeks back, a delightful pastor and presenter, faithful man of God. And you might remember some of his stories where he never had alcohol, never smoked, never slept around, has been faithful to his wife these many years. I think 5 daughters. Great guy, great worship leader. He helped facilitate the worship at the Iron Sharpens Iron Men's Conference some months back. And yeah, he'll be a great worship leader. So put it on your calendar, invite friends and family members. It's worth the drive to Springfield, downtown Springfield, at the Convention Center Plaza, 4 p.m. May 28th. I hope you're going to be involved. Well, you've been going through your own personal transformation this past year. I think you had an exact date. It was like 300 as of today. 300.
Before we get into that, I just want to mention before I forget to say it, is that the event itself is free. There's no cost. And we appreciate your help. If you go early onto the website, BillySunday1909.org, and register there that you're coming, that helps us to know how many seats we need to set up and all that sort of thing, and it's encouraging as well. And you'll love seeing the history there as well, BillySunday1909.org. This will be at the Bank of Springfield Center, which is delightful because Bank of Springfield Center holds 7,800. But this tent that they built for the six-week campaign held 8,000. It was at First and Adams. And to imagine that many people in 1909 that they actually had to build the tent. 21 churches went together, invited Billy Sunday to that tent.
Wow, and I got a great poster. I'm holding it up, and it's fascinating to see all these people. It's those old-fashioned photos where they're shoulder-to-shoulder packed in. They're seemingly well-dressed. Some of them might have even wool sport coats on and such, but this was a powerful gathering in 1909, and we're praying. So many of you, please be praying up this revival, this special one-day gathering in Springfield. It's on Sunday, May 28th, 4 p.m. Find out more at BillySunday1909.org, BillySunday1909.org. Let's ignite the state capitol again and have it saturate all of us that return to different locations where we bring a little of that fire with us, our passion for the Lord. And that's what you've been really developing this last year or so. God did some unique work in you, and you're open to him leading in various ways. Talk a little about your own personal faith journey.
Yeah, a transformation. And I should say, let you know that I'm not new to Christ. I'm a graduate of Moody Bible Institute. I was a youth minister for 5 years, and that was a long time ago. And so here I am, 60 years old, and I had fallen into the deepest depression and anxiety, so much so to see a psychiatrist, to be prescribed sertraline at higher and higher dosage. And what it came around to that I needed was the extreme realities of the good news gospel at its highest dosage. And I think that verse that you read at the beginning, that verse in 25 words says it all. And to me, it's like the whole Bible in 25 words. It's God made this sinless man be a sin offering on our behalf, so that in union with him, we might fully share in God's righteousness. And for me, despite a diploma, that last piece, fully sharing in God's righteousness, is what transformed me in a matter of about 30 to 60 days. I remember my psychiatrist saying, it's just obvious seeing the change in me. You know, she said, do you want to just get off the sertraline altogether? And I said, yes. Now, I don't recommend anyone else do this. You know, always follow doctor's orders. Right. But in about 2 weeks, I was, you know, completely off it, and I have no anxiety. And you imagine someone with a level of anxiety that feels like you've got a train coming down the tracks of your past and regrets, and there's another train coming with your fears about the future, and you're on those tracks, and you cannot get off those tracks as it rumbles and it comes closer and closer. And from a physiological perspective, your physiology is reacting the exact same way as if those two trains were really coming. And
it became your reality.
Yes, right. Yeah. So you have all the physical response, fight or flight response, whatever. And so the question is, how do I get off those tracks? I got to get off these tracks somehow. And so, you know, for me, it was avoiding reality, to going into my cell phone, anything I could take off, you know, to get my mind off of it. If I had a background in drugs and alcohol, I probably would have gone there or anywhere else. So I completely understand what happens to people in that. So transformation-wise, I want the people to know how powerful the extreme realities of the gospel are. Because just yesterday, Mark, you asked me, hey, you want to come on to the radio station and, you know, and talk about these things? Well, someone with high anxiety is not going to jump at the opportunity. Yeah.
And
you
I don't know how to be one triggering any of that
either. And I slept just fine last night, you know, if preparation-wise, I don't know, we'll see. Maybe I should have prepared more. But I didn't, you know, I'm you know what, Lord, I'll go in there. But it comes down to that all his righteousness is on me. And to be able to take that in, all his righteousness, he is my righteousness, all his righteousness is on me. I'm St. Kevin. I'm St. Kevin, and if I can be a saint, anybody can be a saint.
And what's that saying? It's not who you are, it's whose you are.
Yes.
And talk a little about Jesus, because this is referring to him. God made him, Jesus, who had no sin, Jesus, the sinless Savior, who had no sin, to be sin for us. Now I'm reading the NIV rendering. So that in him, in Jesus, we might become the righteousness of God. So talk a little about Jesus, because there's somebody tuning in that they don't know Jesus. They can't comprehend a God that loves them or cares for them. So what would you say about Jesus or God's love for them?
Oh, yeah. Well, here, I'll save you a lot of time. I love concise things. And if I took the whole Bible and put it into one word, it would be come. Come. The Bible ends with the word come. It starts with Adam and Eve, who sin, have regret, have shame, and they hide. And it ends with the Spirit and the bride, God himself and the church, say, come. That's if it was one word. If it's 25 words, it's what we were talking about. God made the sinless man be a sin offering on our behalf. And I talk about that in terms of the extreme. I needed the gospel at its highest dosage. And that means some extreme realities. God made this sinless man, there's an extreme reality, someone lived sinlessly, to become sin for us that transferred to him a sin offer. Are we talking about a human sacrifice here? That's an extreme reality. But it gets more extreme.
Kind of like, but wait, it gets
but
better.
Wait, there's
but
more.
Wait, there's more.
There's more. And this is the last part. So that we might become the righteousness of God in him. But as far as the reality, three extremes. The extreme reality of my sin. The extreme reality of the payment options. There's only two options. We've seen the Passion of the Christ sacrifice, or there's hell. Those are the two options. Which you want to pick? Pick the one in pick the one that takes all your sins away. And I had that from, you know, Jesus loves you, Jesus takes your sins away. But this other piece, that all of his righteousness is on me and in me. So when I look in the mirror, I'm not seeing Kevin. I'm seeing a God man. I'm seeing a union. It's kind of like if you looked in the mirror, you're standing with your wife, you look in the mirror, this is us. Yeah. This is the two of us. So when you look in the mirror, what are you seeing? Well, you're seeing Christ's righteousness. We are in union. So maintaining that real-time union. Yeah, I sin still. But you know what? It only takes 2 minutes to remember and to confess. Confession of your sins, it's such a gift. So you would think, well, what does a depressed person need? Okay, I'm not working, depressed, what do they need? Well, you want to know what? I needed to be a whole lot harder on myself. But just for about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
It only takes 2 to 5 minutes, and then get it on to Jesus and make that trade. Yeah, all my sin for all his righteousness.
And it's amazing when you take it to heart that God sees us through Jesus. When we accept Jesus into our heart,
yes,
and ask him to be our Savior, to forgive us of our sins, however God sees us through the shed blood of Jesus, he sees us as perfect, as whole, as,
yes,
his beloved son or daughter. It's amazing. You almost can't wrap your mind around it, because we know we're flawed. We know we fail. We fall short. But he sees us, as we've accepted Jesus, as perfect, as complete, as righteousness, as you mentioned. And that's what Billy Sunday preached about. And in,
yes,
fact, he also preached, though, there are people that do not accept Jesus, that do not get the benefit of being in the family of God. Mm-hmm. So there is that reality. There is a heaven. There is a hell. And there are those that follow Jesus and can have peace of mind.
The stunning, stunning results that happen. I feel like have I discovered penicillin here or something? Will this deliver other people the way it delivered me from anxiety and depression? And I think it can. I think what happened to me is the normal miracle of the extreme realities of the gospel when they're taken in. And to take it in, now this is an AA type of thing. I go to Celebrate Recovery. Mm. That was very helpful to me. But one of the core things is you've got to admit it to God, mm-hmm, you've got to admit it to yourself, and you got to admit it to another person. Well, it's a whole lot easier for me to admit my sin,
yeah,
to God, myself, and another person. What was extremely hard was to admit my holiness. It's scary to admit that and call yourself a saint. Have you lost your mind?
Yeah, I think you
but
did that
very
for like
biblical
30 or 60 days. Weren't you saying to yourself, I'm,
yes,
a saint of God, I'm a favored, beloved child,
yeah,
of God? Or
mm-hmm. Yes, for 30 or 60 days, I'm telling whoever will listen that I'm
Saint Kevin.
Kevin. I'm Saint Kevin, the encourager. I'm a man of truth working for the honor of the one who sent me. I started putting it on my emails even, you know?
Yeah.
But always, always, always with this next line. If I can be a saint, anybody can be,
yeah,
a saint.
Yeah, you can be a saint too. Well, listening friend, the event that I'm personally, Kevin and I, are inviting you to is happening on Sunday, May 28th, 4 p.m., downtown Springfield at the Convention Center Plaza, May 28th. It's a Sunday afternoon. It's Pentecost Sunday. What a great day to bring a revival to Springfield that might be the catalyst that God uses to have you bring the revival back to your home, to your community, your city, to the state, to the nations. Find out more at BillySunday1909.org, BillySunday1909.org. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Kevin Slott with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.